Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a jam-packed Friday transmission for you on this 20th day of February 2009. We have Representative Joel Bonnick, who wrote and introduced the legislation in Montana. We also have similar legislation in Wyoming, Mississippi, Louisiana. Well, Mississippi passed it, saying they're not going to basically follow federal gun laws in their state. He also has a state sovereignty resolution going. Then we have Bob Chapman joining us for a 30-minute report at high noon Central Standard Time to give us his weekly update as we track the crumbling world economy that's being imploded by design by the Global Crime Syndicate. Then we have Craig and Sean, who are TV producers from Australia. I was talking to him about the gun confiscation, how they killed the real Crocodile Dundee when he wouldn't turn in his guns, how they're openly saying they're going to ban the Internet. You'll only go to 2,000 websites, basically. Well, they live there. They're living it. So it's already happening. I will also talk to Anthony Hill, who made 7-7 Ripple Effect and was imprisoned for mailing it to a judge and some jurors, saying, here's some evidence you should see. And they're charging him with that. He's supposedly going to get out of jail right around 12 o'clock today. It's Greenwich Mean Time. And then he's scheduled around 1. I missed that. What were you saying? Because you only popped in my ear for just a second. Absolutely. Yeah, he is getting out today for his evil crime of information. Of course, you're charged as a terrorist and given 10 years in prison and a 100,000-pound fine. You can look it up if you take a photo of a cop even beating somebody. That's an act of terrorism because they're the terrorist, and they don't want the terrorism to be seen. I mean, if you hadn't found out that government's gone completely bad, you're hiding under a rock somewhere. But we have more guests. Representative Leo Berman, who's a senior member of the House of Texas Representatives, has introduced an extremely powerful state rights declaration in Texas. Because the listeners of this radio show and others in the last 2 weeks hammered him and pointed out what was happening, so he got involved. He will be joining us. So a lot of people are going, so what? The states aren't going to do nothing. There's nothing we can do. And you shut up, Jones. You never give us any solutions. You don't have a chance. We just sit here in the ditch and die. Well, justice be done. May the heavens fall. I am pushing as hard as I can. The listeners are, you know, the guests we've had on over the years pushing this. By the way, we have a bunch of important guests on state sovereignty and getting the U.S. out of the U.N. and severing all these criminal treaties next week. But that's who we've got on the show today. Representative Joel Bonnick, Bob Chapman, Craig and Sean from Australia, Anthony Hill, the thought criminal from Ireland, Representative Leo Berman from Texas, and there might even be some surprises, I'll just say that. As we fight tyranny. Okay, let me tell you about the news we have coming up after the break. Get ready for this. Benjamin Netanyahu to be Israel's next prime minister. And it turns out one of the first cousins involved with some of the supposed hijackers is a top Mossad officer, agent, spy. I mean, who involved with 9/11 is it? The spokesman for Al-Qaeda is the grandson of the head of the ADL. I mean, come on. Please don't insult my intelligence. And, look, I got a bunch of news. Just wait till we get back. I don't even want to get into this before the break. Just stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do, or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film. It finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about a buck a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0400. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S., I really like it.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everything is accelerating. To say that criminal government is rampaging, looting every sector of the world economy, erecting police state measures never before seen by any other nation. The United States and England and Europe are now making communist China and its surveillance look tame. I mean, I'm speechless that it's all materializing. Worse than we had predicted it would. We're going to go over a growing list of officials and experts warn of depression, including violence. That's exactly what they want. U.S. claims 52,000 people in the U.S. hid money in Swiss bank accounts with UBS alone. They're looting the nouveau riche. AP interview, Transportation Secretary says taxing how much we drive may replace gas tax. Now, I would read this 12 years ago in transportation publications for people in that industry. That's where we get a lot of our news and information, you know, a decade before it's mainstream news. It's in the trade publications, and listeners mail me trade publications and highlight and put notes in it, and it's very helpful. And I'd go on air and talk about it, and I've been laughed at on this subject specifically on national radio repeatedly. I've had hosts laugh at me while I'm on air with them. Oh, the government's going to tax you by the mile and track me. Ha, 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 you're a conspiracy theorist. And I said, look, it's in this trade publication. The federal government is having major studies and says that they plan by 2010, this was a decade ago, that by 2010, all Americans will have a satellite tracker box in their car by law and will be taxed. And they just laugh at me like every other subject. I remember 12, 13 years ago going, the Army plans to forcibly implant the American people with chips. And people would laugh at me. I mean, it's official Army War College doctrine. They put it back out in 2000. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. It's all public. This is sick. You know where they got the idea for the Matrix? They got that from Pentagon plans. Look, I know it sounds insane. I know putting satellite tracker boxes in your car and taxing you sounds insane. But that they say that humans will be put into tanks in hive mind, and that for our safety, there'll be no more murder or crime. We will live in tanks from birth. This is it. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. This is what they are saying. This whole social welfare net, this whole grid, everything they're putting into place is about domesticating us. Now, I don't know if these lunatics will ever get to that point, but if you look at pure military domination, how do you dominate a population? You either wipe them all out or you imprison them. And they say that we are going to merge, and they've set up these federal futurist centers with NASA and the rest of them, that humans are going to merge with computers, and that if we don't accept it, that they're not going to allow people to be like Amish and say no, that you're just going to be killed. But I'm already digressing. You know, if the cowards out there can't deal with that information, that's fine. You know, if cowards can't deal with the fact that for more than a decade they've had spider goats that produce body armor, and, you know, the news wants to make fun of me and laugh at me about that, fine. It's true. It's public. I've interviewed the CEO of the company. It's even been in the news. But look at this. AP interview. Transportation Secretary says taxing how much we drive may replace gasoline tax. Kurt Nimmo wrote a story on Monday linking to the federal government at the very symposium where they gave the speech. And he reported on it. And here it is in the AP 5 days later. Why are they now announcing it after secretly developing it and denying it for years? You know, that's another reason we get called conspiracy theorists. In government documents, they'll announce they're setting up a world government and that a huge bank of the world will regulate us and we'll pay our carbon taxes to it. But then when we talk about it, they'll write a New York Times article saying Alex Jones is insane and believes in an imaginary group called the Bohemian Grove and the Bilderberg Group. That's because they think you're so stupid that you won't find out about this. I mean, I still have talk show hosts locally making fun of me saying I believe in imaginary Skull and Bones. It doesn't matter if Skull and Bones is public. It doesn't matter if Geronimo's great-great-grandson is suing them to return his skull that Prescott Bush went and grave-robbed to get. Because that does sound crazy. The president's grandfather, the senator, grave-robbing. But it's true. That's what they do. It's a ghoulish society, a vampire society. Are they really vampires? No, they're lunatics. They're lunatics. I'm not the lunatic. I'm not the one writing army documents saying they're going to stick us in tanks. I'm not the one grave robbing. I'm just reporting on it. I'm not the one splicing spiders and goats and monkeys with jellyfish. They are. I'm the same person. You are the same people who don't like this. Now, I see one of these reports about every 3 weeks, and they'll say Tulsa Airport or Boston Airport. I see these reports every 3 weeks or so announcing, and this is done through psychological warfare. I've read the British manuals on psych warfare with their colonies post-World War II, and they said, what we do is we take down our flag, we put puppets in, you know, just basic handbooks for their foreign service people. And this is, you know, declassified, very important stuff. It's all still the same tricks. And what we'll do is when we're putting in a program that's unpopular, we'll only announce it at one location, even though it's going in everywhere or at most locations. And then psychologically, through their studies, they say it shows that people minimize the effect even when they see it unfold everywhere. And that's what this article is. You know, separate from how horrible it is, just recognizing the propaganda is important. Tulsa passengers try out TSA's full body scanners. This is USA Today, the main propaganda, I mean, the worst propaganda paper out there. They announce things in this. You know, oh, the Supreme Court follows UN edicts now. You know, USA Today. Oh, Americans more and more are getting chips for security. USA Today, you know. The Patriot Act's being used in non-terror-related cases for your safety. USA Today. When you ordered a pizza, they run a background check on you with the feds and local government. USA Today. But it's good. Notice how that headline is, oh, you try it out like you take a car for a test drive. Or you try out the new mocha latte at Starbucks. You know, oh, they try it out, implying that they're not being forced to. And let me just tell you something. These are already in over 100 airports I know of. They announced last year they're going to put them in 214 airports. It was in four airports a month after 9/11. It was in more than 40 or 50 a few years ago. You know, I see these numbers, and now it's over 100. And they're going to put them in all 211 major airports. But every time they announce it, it's, oh, Tulsa got one, or Denver got one, or LAX has got some. That was a month ago they announced LAX. Here's a glimpse at the future of aviation security. Airline passenger Natalie Miller steps into a glass booth at a checkpoint. She raises her arms. Within moments, a screener asks her what is in her back pocket. And so the article, you know, shows that they were bad. They had something, too. And it shows them, they put you in the machine, and it does a 360 scan of your body, and now they have your biometric fingerprint for the satellites that are tracking your biometrics. Now, with the 360, they can get such a detailed algorithm that they know your biometric signature from look down, shoot down, from above down into the well. Oh, and it says body scanners replace metal detectors. And it says, yeah, we're just going to, everybody's going to do this, and you're going to walk through these, and then they're going to be in shopping malls, and they're going to be everywhere, and your genitals, your pores, it takes a better image than the eye does. Because when you look at somebody across the room, you see just their skin. This even sees the pores. And they walk your little kids through it, and it's so much fun. Listen, scum. Listen, filth. We are tired of you criminals. We know your bosses staged the terror attacks to bring in this control grid. And I try to fly places to make films. I try to fly places to do this. But I am not going to go into the body scanners. And they know most of you won't. So they're phasing them in where they direct you. These little government monkeys, they direct you on their little power trips over into it. And then if you say no, they jump on you. They need to be sued. They're vicious little criminals. Weak-minded trash. And I don't want to hear, oh, don't be mean to our security people. The government is run by Madoff scammers. It's gone bad. All of us are completely screwed unless we start admitting the situation we're in. Okay? It's tyranny. Period! Now, England's 5 years ahead of us, okay? Same thing. They started DNA going, oh, people that have misdemeanors, we're going to take your DNA so we have a database to make sure you're safe and that you don't get falsely convicted. And they've been caught all over the world, police, planting DNA on people. I mean, come on. This is to frame everyone. And they need to get your DNA sample. They've already got your DNA at birth, 35, 36 or younger. In the international program, they just need to get everybody in the mindset of having a DNA test so that they can go and use the sample or use the older sample to set you up, okay? Now, that's all this is. So I've got that news. Here's another one. Surveillance cams help fight crime in the city. Mayor Daley says, quote, there will be a camera on every street corner. You know, they disarm the people, they let the gangs run wild, the police sell the narcotics to the gangs, and then they turn the whole place into a prison.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just confirmed the U.S. Army is going to do gun confiscation drills for the United States. Mainstream news in Iowa. I just confirmed this during the break. Watch the news clip and have the mainstream article. Open gun confiscating drills, practicing with local police to raid gun dealers, take the gun list, and confiscate guns from homes. I mean, I almost just can't even come on air and talk about this. That almost lessens how serious it is. This is full war against the Republic. NORTHCOM openly to use 20,000 troops for gun confiscation in the United States in the Army Times. I mean, it is just off the charts what is happening. Representative Joel Bonnick, Montana, was going to be on in about 5 minutes. He called in a little bit early, so we're going to go ahead and go to him now. Montana, Louisiana, Mississippi, Wyoming, a bunch of other states are moving to pass laws that are defending the Second Amendment, declaring state sovereignty. Representative, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Did you just hear the latest news? It's out of the Daily Times Herald about the Army training to confiscate guns in the U.S.?
I have not, but we're alarmed about that kind of thing in Montana. We would like to do something about that.
Okay, tell us about the particular bills you've introduced dealing with sovereignty.
Well, this is House Bill 246 in Montana, and it has passed second reading, which means that it has one more hurdle to go through before it goes to the Senate for its concurrence. And essentially what it would do is to exempt firearms manufacturer in Montana from federal regulations, because what we are doing is asserting our rights under the 10th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, and the 2nd Amendment of the U.S. Constitution to not be regulated by the federal government when it does not involve interstate commerce.
Absolutely fabulous, sir. We've seen other states pass laws saying gun confiscation will be resisted by the state because the new attorney general has said in federal court he believes that citizens have no right to own any firearms, even in their home. He argued in the D.C. case last year, but failed.
Let me put this in perspective here. What the Congress has done under what they call the Interstate Commerce Clause, which is in the U.S. Constitution, Congress has the power to regulate commerce in between states so that one state can't put such high taxes on the goods coming into their state from another state and going to a third state that it makes commerce not workable. But they have used that clause so that anything that even is even remotely connected with interstate commerce is regulated by Congress. And so what we're saying is that we're going to make guns in Montana that do not travel in interstate commerce, and so therefore you have no right to regulate them.
Absolutely. A lot of other states, including Texas and Minnesota, in the last 24 hours have introduced resolutions declaring just overall state sovereignty through the federal 10th Amendment. New Hampshire has one saying no to gun confiscation, no to martial law. Is there any similar legislation slated? I mean, I know this is a 10th Amendment declaration as well, Bill. House Bill 246, is there any broader bills being introduced?
Yes, there are. Representative Michael Moore, M-O-R-E, is introducing a bill, and also Senator Representative Wagner is introducing a bill for hard money. And these are all declarations of Montana sovereignty and calling the federal government to back to its proper sphere of influence.
Well, the federal government, sir, has, you're probably aware, been hijacked by foreign and offshore banks publicly. Newsweek, Time Magazine, Wall Street Journal are announcing a new bank of the world that will, quote, rule the United States and, quote, knock our heads. These are quotes. And that we will pay carbon taxes to them. So we don't even have a federal government anymore. I mean, the Congress was threatened with martial law, according to Senator Inhofe and other congressmen we interviewed, when they wouldn't pass the banker takeover bill. Are you aware of that?
I didn't know that particular piece.
Well, I mean, the reason I'm pointing this out is you're influential, and you sound like a patriot. We're trying to let you know what we're aware of. I mean, it is past midnight here when it comes to tyranny.
Yes, I understand the bigger picture, and the procedure here is to make incremental progress one step at a time towards state sovereignty and a restoration of the Constitution. I'd like to point out to you that I'm getting phone calls and emails from all of the United States of people organizing and saying, how can we support this effort and how can we duplicate it in our state? So one man called me from Fairbanks, Alaska, and he says that he called a meeting and 150 people showed up when he thought there would be five or six, and so they moved it to another venue, had 700, and now there are 1,000 people in his group, and they're going to introduce this kind of stuff into the Alaska legislature.
Yes, this is exponential. I hope the establishment understands they've miscalculated with this power grab and are fomenting a massive rebellion, but I wouldn't even call it a rebellion. It's a move to restore the republic.
Yes, I tried to make that point on the floor with my colleagues that this is not some radical legislation. All this is doing is redrawing the lines clearly in the separation of powers. And this is what our country was founded on. And we stand squarely on the shoulders of our founders of both the United States and Montana in reasserting these rights.
Representative Joel Bonnick from an important state fighting this tyranny. Will you stay with us for one more segment to tell us how we help you get this passed?
I will.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Listen carefully, folks. Our guest, the state representative from Montana, is going to be gone in about 5 minutes. I want you to call everyone you know, your entire email list, tell your coworkers to tune in right now. I'm giving you 5 minutes to get maximum audience. I have videotaped in my police state films Marines and Army training with role players to put Americans in FEMA camps and confiscate our guns a decade ago. People couldn't believe the footage, even though I had helicopters, the Coronado landing, in Northern California, in the Bay Area, in Oakland, tanks, warrior fighting vehicles, role players screaming, "I'm an American, no, no, not the camp." They even let us videotape the mock interrogations. Well, this is different. This is the Army, which is now announcing it's going to operate in the U.S., doing house-to-house gun confiscation drills for the United States. And it is confirmed, ladies and gentlemen, it is confirmed. This just broke 15 minutes ago. I just learned of it. And I literally am somebody who, you know, has been in car wrecks and fist fights and, you know, all sorts of things in, you know, my life and seen my wife, you know, in a bad shape on an operating table and didn't have an anxiety attack. And during the break, I was starting to have an anxiety attack. Folks, this is so real. They are coming after our guns. I mean, and I'm not somebody who ever has trouble with anxiety. I am freaking out. State representative, I mean, how crazy does it have to get? They're putting body scanners in airports all over the country that scan your naked body 360 and put it in a database. They are letting foreign banks take over. I mean, this is getting insane.
It is getting insane, and there's people contacting me continuously every day saying that we're tired of it and we want to do something about it, and we're not going to sit by idly anymore. There are people getting involved who never were involved before, even military veterans, because they're saying it's just gone too far and it's all over the edge.
What is FEMA doing? What is the presidency doing? I mean, we know power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, but, I mean, this is just amazing.
Too long the people have been asleep, and we've been thinking that the government should be doing what's right, but we need to start taking it for granted that it's a plot against us, and they're always going to do what's wrong, because that is the plan.
Yeah, I mean, that 99% of the time, countries are tyrannies. Liberty is a very rare jewel. Okay, sir, Representative Joel Bonnick, how do people help you get this pro-Second Amendment resolution, pro-industry movement, pro-Tenth Amendment resolution passed? How do we help Montana get the other one passed? We have a lot of listeners in Montana, and it doesn't matter where you are, you can get his resolution and try to get it passed in your state. This is very popular. Tell us how we do that, sir.
Okay, there are two things. First of all, become informed. If you go to your website, the Montana government website, it is leg.mt.gov. And on that website, you can track the bills. You can find out who voted for it, who voted against it, where it is in process, which committee it will be heard in, and which house it will be heard in. And you can get up to speed on reading the text of the bill, and that is leg.mt.gov. That's the first thing to do. Become informed. The second thing you can do is contact the Montana Shooting Sports Association. This is the premier gun organization and patriot organization in Montana. Arguably, they've gotten probably 25 Patriot bills passed in the last 25 years or so. And you can find that at mtssa.org, Montana Shooting Sports Association. They will keep you up to speed on how these bills are progressing, how you can support them. And if you get involved that way, you can be a real benefit to the people here in Montana, and also encouragement to people who are fighting the good fight here when sometimes it seems like we're going uphill.
Well, the good news is we have been going uphill, but to see now 29 states, it was 20 a week ago, 29 states introducing or passing 10th Amendment resolutions, and the bills aren't milquetoast, they say, because of plans for gun confiscation, and they cite the federal move, because of plans for national conscription. They cite the move. Because of federal attacks on homeschooling, they cite it. Because of the feds ignoring states when they try to decriminalize marijuana, they state the case. I'm seeing the states become educated.
Yes, that's right. Montana has a legislature that only meets once for 90 days every 2 years, and so our session is halfway through right now. But there is a groundswell of legislative activity going here, and we're not going to give this up, even if we're not meeting. This is going to go on, and we're going to come back to it session after session if we have the time. And whether or not the legislature leads, the people are out there already making provisions to do what's necessary if we get government support by our leaders or not.
Isn't Montana like Texas? Can't you call a special emergency session if this isn't passed? Because things are only going to get more insane as the groundswell builds. Can you call a special session to pass these declarations of rights?
Yes, we can. You know, it's possible we'll have to have a special session anyway because the state of the economy is so bad that as we try to make a budget for the next 2 years, we're aiming at a moving target. And if we can't have a balanced budget, we'll have to come back to special session and to make a balanced budget. So, it's a scary times we're living in.
Well, as this develops, sir, we're going to track it. But as you said, it's got a pretty good chance of passing if people will just put pressure on the Montana legislature.
Yes, that's right. And I hope that people will contact those who are on the fence or who have voted against it, and that they will support those who have voted yes and to give them encouragement. I should also point out that Montana has a strong gun rights climate here. And in the Heller case recently, we had a brief, or an amicus brief from the state, I believe it was, basically saying that, this is important to us because if the federal government denies our constitutional rights to keep firearms and keep and bear firearms, that breaks the contractual obligation that the federal government has with the state of Montana, and it's in time of incorporation, and that contractual obligation is enshrined in our Constitution in the first article. And so that's very powerful. And essentially what that means is that if you break the contract, the union is off. And the contract clearly spells out what our rights were at the time of the formation of the state of Montana. And if the federal government wants to break the contract, well, then the union's off.
Well, sir, if you read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007-2008, it states that the military and NORTHCOM will remove governors, and the governors will serve as federal dual-hatted officers, that the state guards are to be federalized. And now, as you know, NORTHCOM is announcing that, and so is the Army War College, that their new mission is to engage the American people. This is high treason. And is your legislature becoming aware of what's going on?
Many of us are, yes. We have an element in our legislature that is very well informed. We keep in touch, and the movement is growing, and we'd like to expand that both across the aisle and within our own Republican caucus to make people more and more aware of that. And so we're going to be working on this day and night.
Are any of the Democrats, because I've heard from other state reps we've been interviewing in the last couple of weeks, that a lot of Democrats are, I mean, this is mainly a Republican move, but there are quite a few Democrats that are joining you or aware, or is it split on party lines in Montana?
Well, we have a split House, but 14 Democrats joined the Republicans in passing this important states' rights bill, and Representative Deb Cotell, who is a constitutional professor, she spoke up very eloquently in favor of it and brought a lot of Democrats with us on this bill because she's very much pro-U.S. Constitution and states' rights.
So which one of the states' rights bills? Is it just passed the House or is it fully passed?
It is only passed second reading on the House, and it still is up for third reading, which, if it can pass third reading, it will go to the Senate. But because the governor's office of the Attorney General put a fiscal note on it, which means that it's going to cost money, it has to go to the Appropriations Committee for passage because of the budget constraints that we have. And this was a purely political move in our minds because they wanted to charge $60,000 for a declaratory judgment that this was a legal law, but they were going to farm it outside of the Attorney General's office, which, you know, they've got 45
hey,
or 50 lawyers.
The legislature created the governor. The legislature created the Attorney General. It creates the laws. They don't farm it out to some lawyers to say if you can pass that law, correct?
That's what makes us mad, because we, as a legislature, we fund the Attorney General's office, and now they're going to say that, no, we can't work for you, we can't defend the laws you pass, we're going to farm it out to somebody else because it's complex and constitutional. I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is purely a political move. And so,
well, this is the bureaucracy seizing the constitutional power. And for those that haven't read the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, let me give somebody a newsflash. We've read them on air, then we're going to let the state rep go, but I want to comment on this. The legislature, state and federal, is the power because it has the greatest separation of powers and directly represents from the states. And at the time, of course, senators were sent by the legislature as well. Now, they then watered that down to co-equal with Congress, executive, judicial. Now they claim the executive is dominant and that the legislature is basically ceremonial federally, and that's what PDD 51 says. That is another fraud and another usurping of the true just rights of the legislature.
Yes, and we as a legislature in Montana, we need to get our colleagues to understand that we are the lawmaking power in this state, and we need to reassert that because we don't want to be co-opted by the other branches. And so it's partly an educational process here because these many of these representatives, they haven't been taught this in school. They don't know this, but they get elected, and so they have power, but they don't know how to exercise it.
And they let all these lawyers from outside and these feds tell them, you know, it's just like our grand juries have been turned into kept minions of the prosecutor. It's just like juries have been turned into vassals of the judge. We need to relearn who we are. Well, sir, if folks want to get in touch with you, how can they do that, Representative Joel Bonnick from Montana?
They can contact me directly at my email, jbonnick@mt.gov. And I urge them to get in contact with the Montana Shooting Sports Association and follow this bill and follow what we're doing there, and they can be kept up to date and be educated how they can help.
Well, if the governor or the attorney general stands in the way of the reformation of the republic, You need to start a recall and remove them. It's time to get aggressive. They always tell us to lay down and shut up. We need to get aggressive because they're being very aggressive with us and our Constitution. Sir, we salute you. Godspeed.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
Pleasure to speak with you. We are on the march, ladies and gentlemen. The empire is on the run. Their move against us is out of desperation. Now listen to me. Listen to me carefully, everyone. I remember footage in 2002 on local news. It's on the web. You can search it out. Where it showed regular army running checkpoints searching citizens in Iowa. Iowa's where they're doing some of the worst stuff. Remember the army, the regular army, confiscated guns in New Orleans from high and dry people in their own homes. Remember that in Illinois, they've announced they're going to use the National Guard in door-to-door gun searches. We have Governor Blagojevich 4 months ago saying in a press conference, we play the audio and video here. Yes, it was in the Chicago Tribune. It's really happening. Now listen to me and listen carefully. There has been a secret Army program and a Marine Corps program to train massive cadres of troops to confiscate guns in the United States. I'm going to cover some financial news because we're stacked with guests, and I'm getting into this. I'm giving people more time to get everybody to tune in. Daily Times Herald, Carroll, Iowa. The Carroll's paper is the online version for the print newspaper. Guardsmen to conduct urban training at Arcadia in April. And when you read the article, and we have a local news report and local talk show host reports, they are going to do door-to-door gun confiscation drills with real people and, quote, see what their body language is with the police. Now, this is going where they go from the training to where then it blurs over. Remember, Marines are now running around doing DWI checkpoints. They're going, what, you're not for drunks, are you? So this is all being psychologically done. Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen, it's one thing to watch them train, you know, to do this. It's another thing to see them start getting ready to really do it. And I'm telling you, folks, they're going to push and people are going to shoot back in different areas of the country. And then the war is going to start. And I'm not some macho guy, folks, because I'm actually somebody who does what I say I'll do. I don't take any pleasure in what's coming. But like Patrick Henry said, folks, the war is already here. In fact, will somebody Google Patrick Henry? The war is already here. Patrick Henry quote about let it come. Because it's real, folks. It's all real. They're killers. They're scum. They're filth. We're going to cover this coming up. I'm going to play the audio. It's hard to read things like this. It's hard to watch video stuff like this. This is such high treason. Yeah, it's an audio of the transcript of what the feds have put out that they're going to be doing. Let's go ahead and go to Ted Anderson. I wanted to bring him up. Gold is right at 1,000 right now in futures. It's at 995 right now currently. And we told you that you should get gold back when it was $280, and we told you at 400, and we told you at 600 and 800, and we told you at 800 and something 2 weeks ago, and then Ted had gold at 800 and, you know, $70 level and was selling it to you when it was 970, and now it's 990, and we're going to find out from Ted what he's got left at that 870 level. Yes, you're getting gold priced in at the market at 870 and silver in the market at a little above $9 when it's at 14 plus, about to be 15. Ted Anderson, I wanted to have you up to give people an opportunity to take advantage of this, but frankly, with this gun stuff going on, I'm going to have to go to Iowa peacefully, but I'm going to have to stand up to these guys and try to block them going in people's houses and taking their guns. I just can't put up with it, Ted. I just can't deal with it anymore. And then, I mean, Lexington and Concord, Ted, it's happening right now, Ted.
Yeah, no, it makes you wonder what kind of country do we live in anymore?
We got a bunch of dirtbag Soviet-type scum, the people that funded the Bolsheviks and the Nazis running things. They want to do what they did over there here. They want to cull our butt, Ted.
Yep, and you take away the guns of the people, and then you gain full control. I mean, that's, you know, that's where you're ready for the concentration.
I've got the Australian news crew here where they had their guns confiscated. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ted.
I mean, they're arresting the people that are using guns to defend themselves in England and letting the criminals out of jail. I mean, that's what's going on over there. That's what that kind of law would do here. I mean, we need to have our weapons, and let's.
They want to set the precedent that citizens cannot protect themselves. Ted, if somebody bashes a vase over someone's head when they're raping them, they arrest the woman. They don't want you defending themselves. Look, if criminals ran government, they would pass laws where good people couldn't defend themselves from criminals because the low-level criminals are their brethren. Ted, I have mainstream articles where the Army and Marines are hiring aggravated felons. The government is criminal. Period. What more do you have to see? I'm sorry, Ted. Stay there. Let's come back. Tell them about the gold prices. I can't even take pleasure in the fact we've been right about the gold and all of our listeners that bought gold are making huge profits. I can't even enjoy anything. I can't enjoy anything anymore. All I do is worry about my children and this country, and there's all these stupid yuppies calling me a conspiracy theorist while the whole world goes to hell in a handbasket. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression. Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you.
Right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
One of the techniques we use in today's political environment is cordon and knock. The Army announced, we ask for the head of the household to get permission to search, then we have them open the doors and cupboards. The homeowner maintains control. Oh, yeah. See that doublespeak? They're taking control of you. We peer over their shoulder, and the soldier uses the homeowner's body language and position to protect him. During this phase, the operation troops will interact with residents and media while implementing crowd control measures and possibly treating and evacuating injured persons. So we're helping the injured people during the gun confiscation. The unit will use a Black Hawk helicopter for overhead command and control and do simulate medevacs. The drill will culminate in the apprehension of suspected arms dealer. And it says they're practicing going to a gun dealer and taking them down. I mean, this is openly for the United States, and they say it is. Ted Anderson, this is out of the Daily Times Herald. This is 3 days old. That's how long it took me to learn of this. Thank God listeners sent it to us. There's other news articles we've got. I'm going to get to this coming up. Right now, Ted, tell folks today's gold offer. I guess they should just trust the government and leave their money in the bank and leave their money in the 401k because everything's fine.
Well, obviously, the world isn't thinking that way because gold has hit a high today of $999.90, one dime away from 1,000. I went through my inventories and I scraped around because I didn't want to have to raise my prices. I can tell you, I'm darn sure that I'm not going to be able to do this past the weekend, but I will be offering Franks at the same price I did yesterday, which was the same price I did 2 days ago. This is the stuff from that 870. I've got them at 221.
Ted, I thought you weren't even going to do that. Let me explain something, folks. Ted, I keep saying this is the best deal ever because he keeps topping his deals. Ted, this is 100. This is $129 under what gold is selling for right now.
Well, here's the point. I talked to my buyers and they're like, "Are you nuts, man? You're going to be paying a lot more for these things when you go to buy them in the markets, even wholesale." And I just can't help it. I just think people need to have gold in their hand. Anybody that has an IRA out there and you're sitting there in the stock
market. Wait a minute. You're not even locked on an earlier position you're getting
in? No, this is my earlier position. I'm just counting through my safe and going through the corners and looking up and going, okay, I've got those, I've got these. I know I can cover this position. And I know I'm going to carry this through this weekend. After that, I'm done with it. I can't do it because it's just a great buy. I just can't.
800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, this smash. Your earlier record was gold at $100 under in the market what it was. This smashes your record. What is this, 120 or 130?
Well, if you take it up at, what is it, 995 right now, gold? So if you look at 870, it's $125 over the prices that are locked in on this stuff. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Go search around, do internet searches. I don't care. You're not going to find Franks for this price anywhere.
They sold out of the sovereigns at that price.
Yeah. The other thing that's even receiving more pressure, and I got to say the silver coins right now, same price, 869. Silver's up over $14.60 now. It's just, it's like almost 50% up.
And you're selling it at what, 950 level?
Yep, that's right. So,
ladies and gentlemen, you cannot, there is no deal that I've ever heard of anywhere near this good. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And you're saying you're holding this through Sunday?
I'll hold it through Sunday. And after Sunday at midnight, it's done. So if you want to get involved with the gold, now's the time to do it. Ask about the IRAs, too, because you better be getting your, you know, you can get into a gold IRA tax-free. You don't have to take the penalties if you don't want
to. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Don't sit on your hands, folks. Take action today. It's a real pleasure to be able to offer something this good. Thank you, Ted.
Yep, you bet. Thanks, Alex.
Gold is now pushing $1,000 an ounce.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.